Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, dogs have besieged the ISS.
Hey, everyone. I'm a little bit sick, so I'm just going to do this and then I'm going to go to bed. So, INEA presents Plumbing the Death Star UK Tour with Adam News. Our Birmingham, Manchester and Edinburgh shows have all been announced. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to purchase your tickets. Bristol has sold out and so has all three nights of our Edinburgh shows. But if you're wanting to come, just put your name up on the waiting list. We're in the midst of trying to find a bigger venue for at least the Friday Edinburgh show. As of this recording, we've sold 70% of both our Birmingham and Manchester shows, so better get in quick if you want to see our beautiful, handsome faces. We're still waiting on a couple of things before we can announce our London and Belfast shows, so follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the most up-to-date information. As for other places, nothing is set in stone, but we are looking at Exeter, Cardiff and Nottingham, and then that's it. And if you're wondering why Adam is coming, let's just say he's also bringing an extra set of luggage for all his D&D books.
Welcome to episode 18 of Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. I'm Joel Zammit, and I'll be playing the part of Shane Knoll.
I'm Michael Shanks, I'll be playing the part of Squim Norton.
I am Jackson Bailey, and I'll be playing the part of Anton de Saussure.
And I'm your dungeon master, Adam.
Previously.
So I want to search and I want to look in the mirror for where it is in the room.
Red is coming in at the sides of your vision.
Like you just got killed in Goldeneye.
You might be done, chump.
You blast a hole solidly in its chest. Gore splatters in Shane. And it collapses onto you.
Hey, we got it.
One of the remnants of the paintings on the wall is basically on the wrong side of the wall. All of you feel... I don't want to say stronger, because you're all still incredibly injured, but you all do gain a level.
Woo!
Yay!
But compared to, what was it, eight?
Eight.
That's all right.
12.
12. 12. Okay, that's not that good.
I summon a swarm. I summon a swarm just to be like, check this out!
This swarm is not as helpful as I thought it was. It does not attack you. Uh-huh. But it will attack whatever's closest.
Oh, shit. Hey, it's okay. They're not... They don't have families or feelings. We've just brought them into existence. Like, let them die. Let them fight.
At the end of your second nap, you recover 10 more hit points.
Oh, good.
Gloom wakes up at some point and administers attention to you. Helps you bandage your wounds.
Hey, I'm up on agility too, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You regain another point of dex.
I guess I'm going to just nap till my dex is... That's what, like... A week or two?
No, we should probably
Down, though. At below, that is fine.
Because, again, we might rest, you get some health back, but, again,
they're coming.
Whatever the hell's up ahead. Room.
At some point, it didn't wake up either of the sleeping party members, Shane or Anton, but mm-hmm. Squim, at some point during that rest, you heard a loud explosion somewhere above. Mm.
And I go, yikes. But nobody sees it.
I mean, I guess.
But you know, it's the subtext for the next day.
Yeah. All right, open up the thing. Mate.
Open up his portal.
Gloom asks, read?
Read it.
Gloom reads aloud. Traveler, the seal before you was designed to last for 500,000 years. Nothing built by mortal creature has ever lasted for 1/10 of this time. Perhaps you know what is buried beneath. Perhaps you see this evil for yourself. Apilomanda, if it has lasted for as long as it is hoped, will be the last memory of our civilization. What will it tell you about us? This is your final warning, traveler. Turn back.
So, Gloom, turn back?
Gloom shrugs. There are so many people already after this.
What is this?
Like, we don't know. We've ever discovered about this civilization, we are discovering right now.
You know what would have been a better way for these civilization to kind of warn us? Tell us what was down there, because, like...
Yeah, they're being awfully cryptic.
Yeah, you know what
like,
I mean?
It's just a dungeon full of hypodermic needles full of AIDS. like, oh,
you don't want
right,
a bar
yeah.
of it. Stay away.
One of the earlier inscriptions, this isn't Gloom talking, this is Adam talking. One of the earlier inscriptions did say that they were like ifing, umming, and erring about if they should put a warning at all, if it would be better to just leave the sand barren. So you think maybe they like, you know, there was a bit of a conversation, should we say what is necessarily under here in case someone stumbled on this and was like, oh, nah, that sounds sick. I want that.
It's like a secret. It's like when you see two people talking and they're like, remember when you're like, what are you talking about? And they're like, don't worry about it. You're like, I'm worrying about it all.
I live my life like that.
Shall we make bets on what's in there? Let's do it. Let's do it. We got gold. I bet. How much gold do we have?
You are all going to be disappointed. I'm going to let you know right now. Rated years ago by Indiana Jones.
I will bet you 10 gold that beneath this crypt there is a treasure. Powerful treasure that they have been putting up these warnings to try and keep us away from. And we will find it a piece, because you always bet on it.
Green.
A cum.
Yeah, so you're going to bet treasure.
I will bet treasure.
I'm going to bet some sort of doomsday weapon.
Yeah?
But not living, like a sort of... Like
you guys remember there were a lot of murals here about the ancient war the elves, who made this place, had with the dwarves.
I reckon maybe some kind of like... Not doomsday, but something specifically to... Kill a dwarf.
I take my back. It's like Hellboy 2 the Golden Army. It's a golden army. That's my bet.
Is there
it's
a Hellboy 2 the Golden Army right, under this crypt?
You'll have to find out.
I bet my 69 gold pieces that it's a copy of Hellboy 2 the Golden Army on HD DVD.
On HD DVD.
Yeah, I reckon maybe it's some kind of like, I don't know D&D a lot, but I reckon it's like some kind of...
Me neither. This is exciting.
like a dragon lich kind of fucking demon devil bullshit.
Oh, okay.
That we're like, oi, you, fuck.
So we have Hellboy 2 the Golden Army.
Yep. Some like
a devil, rude devil.
A rude devil. A rude devil.
And
treasure.
Just treasure.
All right.
Yes.
Devil we've got to kill.
As Gloom finishes reading aloud, you turn around behind you to where the ropes you guys climb down from above. You can see the ropes that you left behind still dangling. You thought you heard something, and at the last minute, just as you turned around, you saw the rope sort of twitch a little bit as if something had touched it or disturbed it. And you think you heard something maybe beyond that, but it's you know, you hear a sound and you're like, I can't tell what that is.
Phyllis, I think somebody might be on the same level as us. I'd like to ready summon monster.
So wait, are these ropes hanging from above us like now? Are we like below these ropes?
Yeah, so...
In the corridor, yeah?
Yeah, so down the corridor, in the next room over, the room that you started this level off in, you climbed, well, you didn't because you had spider walk, but you guys climbed down on ropes, and because just the try to imagine how you could have gotten the ropes down and then still been able to climb down. So the ropes are still dangling from where you were using them before.
Yeah.
In the next room over. Not in this room currently where the seal is.
All right. Well, I'm gonna ready my blasted sword and shield and be like, all right, let's hurry up and get down.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want Gloom to break the seal?
Yep.
Gloom says the final spell with a tremendous cracking sound. The solid bit of stone splits in half and falls aside. And you see... a hole into nothingness.
Mm-hmm. Just blackness?
You can't see what's down
as
there.
Is our system?
Well, we've got some lighty stuff, don't we? To have a quick little look.
I've got still some of my...
Drop a flare.
Flares.
You crack the sun rod, and as you hold it over the hole, it goes out.
Oh.
Bullshit.
We need a magical light. I have a low light vision, and I can see nothing.
Yeah, even with your low light vision, it's a... inky blackness that you're unable to penetrate.
Squim, can you detect magic?
I detect magic on the blacks. I detect magic on the blacks.
All right, so this is going to be an interesting check.
Oh. Hey,
you detect not just no magic, but a suspicious. Complete absence of magic. Even when you're around no particularly strong magical auras, there's always a faint magic that exists through the world that sorcerers like Anton are able to manipulate and weave, you cannot detect even that. There is no magic whatsoever down there to an unusual degree.
Guys, I feel nothing.
But what's down there? Anyway, give up on that quick.
All right. I take a little bit of like rope and just like dangle it down and then like pull it up as though I'm like testing for oil levels in a car.
The rope comes back up with particles of frost on it.
It's just a lot of
well,
good,
that's a doozy.
Like... yeah, like...
How does our potions of endure elements work? How long for?
It's hours per level. It's roughly 5 hours. I the see. Potion right. will give you.
I've got two. So, who wants to have first?
Ooh.
Yes, we? Oui?
You summon animals.
I do.
You can control the animals?
To an extent.
What if we tie a rope, get an animal to climb down and climb back up and like report on... Do you want to do that?
Yeah, no, that sounds good. I'll go this one, Adam, in the middle.
Green?
Halloween spooks.
I'll go puppies.
You're always late to the party. You gotta be quick. Damn it, you gotta be quick, Squim.
Did you say herpes or purpees?
I said purpees.
Good.
But I was thinking.
Squim, now you're the one. You turn around. You thought you heard something. No rope twitching, but you definitely heard something shifting, something moving back from the room where you started.
Okay. Guys, I feel something shifting and moving.
You don't want me to summon an animal without rope around it, drop it on the hole, see what it comes out like?
How long can they last for those?
The animals?
That ape did not last long last night.
Roughly about, a minute?
Yeah.
Five rounds?
Just so slightly like, less than a minute.
A little bit under a minute, so we drop him in, pull him out real quick, we'll be fine.
All right, if you can do it quick, yeah. Let's do that.
Summon the ape bodies. Monkey.
Because I was like, let's throw one in. See how
Evan
will
only get one this
That's
time.
That's fine. Tie a rope around him. Drop him in the
Lower
hole.
Lower him in? All right. Yep. And then you pull him back up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Gone.
He's gone.
Gone.
Is there like rope hole there still?
The rope is still there, yeah. The rope is fine.
But is it like it's the... It's got like the hole that he would have
In. It's as if the monkey just disappeared.
All right. I wonder if it's like getting rid of organic matter or magical summony matter.
I'd say magic. Yeah. So anything that went down there that's magic... Nothing.
It's always a better way for me
Can
to
I
test.
Hurl a fireball from the fire necklace down the hole?
Yeah, which fire would you, which pearl would you like to use?
The 3d6, the shit one. The shitty one.
So mark off that you lost one. You take off one of the little gems, you hurl it down, and as you hurl it, as it leaves your hand, the tiny pearl, the tiny gem, turns into a massive roiling ball of fire, which as it hits the hole, the heat that it gives off to you guys immediately disappears. And you definitely don't hear it hit anything.
Now that people are awake, I say, ooh, yikes. and hope it goes down well.
All right. I laughed.
And the chuckle.
Gloom gives a nervous chuckle.
Gloomy. Yeah, I give him a little nudge. All right.
He doesn't like getting near you after the swarm.
So
I'm assuming it is anti-magic. Yes. Yeah. I am magic. We led the high.
I'm magic.
Even a level of anti-magic. Anti-magic doesn't get rid of that natural weave of magic that exists throughout the world. It just suppresses it. There's nothing there. This is something else entirely.
Is there a stone or a rock nearby, like a pickup?
There's plenty of sand.
Cool. I want something like a thunk. If I drop it, can I hear it thunk?
Well, Jackson's sunrod thing, if you drop that, the one that went out.
Yeah, I'll drop that.
Yeah. All right. You drop that.
Pierce always bad on it.
Green.
Blue.
Nope, purple.
Yeah, you see? You got to be quick.
Clever boy. It's also it's a game of imagination and also a race.
Okay. Squim, Anton, and Shane. All three of you hear it make a solid thunk after kind of a reasonable amount of time. So you think that it's like a very similar height to the last couple heights that you had to drop.
Okay, Shane. So we know it's not a portal then.
Yeah.
Shane. You hear that sound, and when you turn around, you can see there's sand all over this place. So there's a fine layer of it, a thick layer of it all over the floor. You can see two sets of footprints slowly making their way towards you.
All right.
It's in the room, whatever it is.
Like from the corridor or from the hole?
From where you guys started, from where you guys dropped down, but the footprints are in the room with you.
We should have done some.
How far away from us?
roughly 10 feet.
So if I throw a hurt fireball, what would happen? Would I hit us?
Yeah.
Damn.
You'd knock hit everyone except Squim. I have randomly decided.
Just drive them both through.
Can I just, try and, like, with my shield run at that footprint?
You'll take a penalty to hit because while you can see the area or where you can see the footprints, you can't see the person.
Yeah. All right. Do that.
So you want to run them through with your shield?
Yeah. Just slam him with my shield. Is someone here, boys?
Charge. The footprints, you notice, deftly sidestep you as you charge straight past. I'm going to go to initiative.
Halloween.
Pierce.
Ah, now you're first. Yeah, you learn it.
Winning the race.
Purple.
Purple, all right.
That's what it's all about.
Your purpose, as we've established.
Purpose.
It is a competition. Whoever gets to pick the first die, I just let them go first. I don't actually roll for that. If you'll notice carefully,
yeah,
play back the
listen
tape.
Back. That's what is going on.
I'm going to try and hurl this thing into the hole.
Clever, because
it's kind of funny because Squim is actually going first, but I do roll. I do roll.
Sure, Adam. Yeah, like, get him in the hole. Yeah. Put him down. Throw him down the hole. If they die, we know it's a bad hole.
So, are we in combat now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we haven't actually established this thing's intentions. I kind of want to be like,
so I'm like, there's a. So I charge. There's someone in the room. I'm like, footprints.
Squim, you go first.
I sort of just want to yell out and be like, presence. Be you friend or foe. We are but a peaceful kind. We do not wish for more conflict. And then I kind of like, does somebody awkwardly chuckle when I say we're peaceful? Because like, we've done some
goodness,
bad shit.
We are not.
Gloom laughs, but when he laughs, you get the impression that maybe he didn't understand what was happening.
No, I mean Gloom's really into my jokes.
Gloom's chuckling.
So yeah, I basically try and offer the olive branch of. If this was Star Trek, I'd say, hail them.
Mm. All right, cool. The invisible figure materializes. It's a halfling.
All right.
A halfling is kind of a hobbit. Oh, yeah, you know.
Well, we're there.
Anton's a halfling. My boy.
Yeah.
A beautiful magic boy.
What? Yeah. Bonjour.
The halfling has his hair knotted backwards in this elaborate sort of hairstyle that you wonder, really, for an adventurer, like, why do you do that? He's got a scar running down one side of the face, and he looks kind of tough. He looks like he's ready for combat. He has a weapon drawn, a little dagger, which doesn't look too impressive, but, you know, he's kind of tough.
I mean, yeah, all right.
So he's a small, very put-together man with
a scar. Yeah, he looks like he's been through a fight.
Inexplicably, I'm imagining like a tiny Kevin Costner from Waterworld.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah,
cool. Right? Okay. I don't know why, but I'll that's what's just been... Sure, good.
And he says in kind of a gruff voice, I'm here for what's down below, what's buried beneath.
Do you know what it is exactly?
Well, no, but whatever it is, it's been protected pretty well. I'm sure it's valuable. Yeah. Me and my friends.
How many?
20.
Where is it now?
Hang on, let me roll.
Pierce.
Purple. Halloween. I'll go green.
Halloween is a really good dice. Yeah. I like Halloween a lot. It looks like a pumpkin for those playing it.
Yes.
All three of you are unable to tell if 20 is the exact number, he's less than, if he's alone, or if that's maybe just him lowballing it. There might be more. Actually unable to tell.
So where are they right now?
Upstairs,
like,
he says.
Why?
Waiting for me to give the go-ahead. We knew someone had come through already.
Tell us your name, O Traveller.
My name is not important, he says.
That's
not
a silly name.
Important. It is a pleasure to meet you.
Don't do this.
No, we're all writing it down. It's
not
canon.
Important.
Like K-N-O-T-T.
Yep.
From where do you hail, O halfling?
Let's not bring names or places or any of that into this. Let's keep things nice and friendly.
And now
here.
I'm free.
You don't know me? I don't know you.
You don't know us.
What do you guys want with the whatever's down there?
Yeah.
If it's valuable, we're going to sell it. And if it's not, we'll be pretty mad, I guess. We went through a lot of trouble to get here.
Look, I'd like to look at Gloom.
You went through a lot of trouble. I think we paved the way, and you've just steered through our wake.
You know, the traps reset themselves, he says.
I do now.
Right, look, I don't know what's down there myself, and I am a little bit worried that it's going to be pretty bad. So how about this? If it's treasure, you can take
We'll come to an agreement.
A bit.
We'll come to an agreement. So whatever's down there, you can take some. But we are working for a university. Is that right, Glim?
Glim nods. Yes.
Yeah, university. So we would like some of that stuff to put in your museum because this stuff belongs in a museum. But if it is something evil, something that needs to be stopped, we need your help.
Well, tell you what. We'll wait up here. You lot just chuff down there. You let us know what's down there. No. Or if you need help, maybe we'll come help you out. But if we have to come help you out, we got 100% share.
How about we strike you this bargain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We only went to, investigate the artifacts, find out what they are, who made them, the whole deal. Right? So the treasure, if there is a treasure, we get it for like, say, a year or two to look over it and like, investigate. And then, I'll always bet on piss.
Halloween.
And then when we're done with it,
enough this time.
It's yours. You can take it. We have no interest in his monetary value.
Oh, wow. Okay. Anton, I guess you were talking, so you couldn't hear. Shane and Squim, you both hear with perfect clarity another explosion upstairs and the distinct sounds of combat. Sword ringing upon sword.
So I'm guessing your mates aren't the only ones that are here.
Wow, this place is pretty busy. He looks like a man who's like knows the jig is up. Well, this place is pretty busy. There's a lot of people upstairs. It's more than just... So well, you probably think there's at least three. I'm telling you there's at least five.
Right. So look, how... Yep.
One of these groups is a big old group of orcs. Don't ask me how they got here. Don't ask me what they're doing here.
Okay.
But they are not going to come down here and sip a little bit of brandy and have a conversation.
No, they are not.
No, they are not.
So how about this? You come with us down the hole, and look, we'll split it, say...
Fitty, fitty.
Fuck this, 50, why 50. Are we negotiating? It's three of us against one of him for now. Let him be a fucking yardstick. That's what I reckon.
Well, it's hard to have this conversation without him hearing.
I don't care. You've got no position to bargain.
Well, neither do you, do you?
Yeah, we do.
You got whatever's down there or you got whatever's up there.
Well, currently we've got whatever's in here, which is one fucking halfling, and that ain't no problem for me.
Also, not important. You've also got the problem of downstairs and upstairs. You're in the same predicament as us, but a bit worse.
I have more friends, he says.
That are fighting orcs.
First off, an intimidation check against him. Second off, he needs to make a second bluff check. So.
Halloween.
Always been on piss.
Herps.
Herpes.
Okay, when you're like, fuck, it's just us versus you. Mm-hmm. What's up with you, mate? He does look very nervous when you say that. Then. Ooh. Squim, it's coming down to the line.
He's a good liar, this little halfling.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's just him. Like, I know my character's not, but Jackson knows the jig.
Once again, it's hard to tell how many friends he actually has. Mm. But you do know, at the very least now, I'll say, at this point, you know that he's not alone. There's definitely, he seems very certain that people are going to come to help him.
So
look, we can sit there all get bargaining, or we can take our chances in the mystery hole.
Because right now, I figure you're down here because whoever's up there is probably going to kill us all. You're saying orcs, and they aren't the most friendly of fellas.
Ah, someone pissed off that Sphinx thing as well. It's romping around, causing some damage.
The Sphinx likes us, though. Oh, we're cool with the Sphinx. We're tight with them.
Have good relations with the Sphinx, yeah.
He just gave us a plague.
I don't think it... I didn't piss it off either, and it attacked me.
Yeah, well, you know,
we had a conversation with him. He was lovely.
Yeah. Did you have a conversation? Look, it doesn't
matter. I don't think the trick here is to have a conversation with the thing.
No. So okay, anyway. I surprise, not interested. What was his name again?
Norton Pocket.
Not important. I hurl my grappling hook at him in an attempt to tie him up.
Oh, your grappling hook has rope attached.
Yeah, my grappling hook and rope, yes.
Just like, I'm done.
And try and tie him up.
Yeah, grapple. Oh, fuck it. He's a halfling. I pick him up and throw him in the hole.
No, but I want to dangle him in.
Oh, yeah. So
like
look,
the monkey.
So, yeah, right? You either got two options. One, we either hurl you in the hole, or two, we put a rope on you and you go in the hole.
You say hello to the rope or hello to my Eldritch Blast. You got 3 seconds.
Well,
what
if
you should do is put your finger against his head and be like, there's a lot of bats in this finger. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Who's next to him?
but I think all sort of
like, I think it's just don't think anyone else approached
because I ran.
To him. Yeah, true. But.
Well, I guess if those are my options, you get an attack of opportunity as he attempts to cast a spell.
Sick, which I smack him with my shield. Good. Nah, with my sword.
Yeah, I was about to say. Well, I guess he's getting that spell off if you're hitting him with the shield.
Oh wait, spellcasters. Fucking that spellcast thing I have, which I'm like, oi, no cunt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that just means that he can't cast defensively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever which... that thing I have. What do I have? Mage Slayer. There we go.
Yeah, he can't cast defensively, which is why you were getting this attack of opportunity.
Oh, sick. All right.
Doesn't matter, though. You miss.
Ah, bullshit.
Oh, dang.
Came down to the wire and you miss.
Bullshit.
He gets the... Oh, he's got to roll casting defensively. Yep. Okay. He turns invisible again.
Ah, bullshit.
And then... Well, he's moved. You guys can hear him, like, pitter-patter through the sand.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to the old initiative.
Hey, what is Pierce magical concealment? Does that also include invisibility?
It would mean that if you were standing next to him, if you knew where he was...
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, you would still be able to hit him.
Okay.
So long as you know what square he's in. You've got to pinpoint the square.
Cool, 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 cool.
Anton.
I'm going to try and daze him. Is that
you
a
don't
touch
know where
spell?
He is.
That's a touch spell, huh? And my only other attack is a ray, and we know what happens when I use ray.
I don't know where he is.
You could always just prime your chuck.
I'll put chill touch on my chicken and wait.
as you charge, yeah. What's his name?
Romeo
with chill touch. Romeo turns around to you and says, "Good day, sir." Everyone else heard squawking.
What?
I have something I want to do, but is this just the stupidest move? No, I won't. I'll just drop him. I was going to just take him over to the hole. Be like, no. None of that. But I don't want to go down a level.
What would you like me to do?
Go and find invisible halfling.
Very well, then. Well, good job.
When did how long is this?
Oh, just a couple of days.
This is the first time you speak to me?
Everything's been delightful until now.
I'd like to sit.
All right, you have a sit.
Just ponder.
When you leveled up, you got to speak with Master. It can talk to you now, and you can talk to it. I thought this would be funny.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh.
Anyway, Romeo goes looking for the halfling. Oh.
Fuck yeah, Romeo.
Romeo attacks like just a nothing, but then blood appears. So Romeo found
I'm
it.
I'm an idiot.
Hmm?
I should have cast light. Would he have glowed?
Yeah, fuck, you would have known this guy.
Dumb cunt.
What was it? Chill touch?
Yeah.
Could have been useful, Jack.
Romeo gets him.
For once in my dang life.
5 points of damage and one strength damage.
Oh, good.
Fuck yes.
Then it is Shane's turn.
All right, not...
From where the chicken attacked, you know where he is.
All right, then I'm just going to, like, charge him.
Yeah, sure. Do you actually want to use the charge ability? -2 to your AC, but +2 to your attack.
Oh, damage. Yeah.
All right.
Fuck your AC.
Oh, good thing you did that. These dice do not like you. You hit. By the hairs of your chinny chin chin, you hit.
I think Shane's got a good, like, handlebar, like, mutton chop mustard. Kind of like what I'm rocking right now.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things of D&D. Like, no matter what character you're playing, I always imagine it looking a bit like you.
Yeah.
You know, with variation.
You deal 5 points of damage. So you slash at what you at first think is nothing, but you can kind of almost see just his outline from your Mage Slayer abilities. And so using that as a guide, you attack where you imagine him to be, and you're rewarded with a big slash of blood and a throaty howl from him. Right, then it goes back to Squim.
Hard way or the easy way,
I like
way,
that
mate.
You were the one who was like, let's talk terms. But then you were the one who was like, suing for peace, but then also like...
Because I'm getting fucking sick of this bullshit.
It's funny. It's good.
If you want peace, prepare
for
war.
So, do I know where he is?
Yeah, you can... Well, you know what square he's in, but you can't see him. He's invisible.
Okay. Because... And is he Has he got somebody nearby, like one of us? Like...
Romeo and Shane are both standing next to him.
Okay.
Don't cook my chicken.
I won't cook your chicken, but I would like to...
just started the talk.
Well, if I cast Earth and Grasp, is it... Like, it knows to go for...
It'll go for an enemy first.
Okay.
But if no one else is next to it, it'll go for anything.
Okay, cool.
Can the Earth and Grasp grab an invisible lad?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Earth and Grasp.
It'll grab whoever he targets.
Because I'm sick of this motherfucker running around in his sneaky little shit.
Get him fucking good.
Can you Earth and Grasp just, like, drag him over into the hole?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I can't do that. Damn.
That's bopkus.
A giant stone and sand hand bursts out from behind where the invisible halfling is and grabs him. You hear him yell, oi, oi, oi.
All right, mate.
And he's grappled in its mitts.
Cool.
And you?
I was just going to yell at him. I was just no, never mind. I'll wait till the next day before I yell at him.
All right. He tries to struggle out, but can't do that. That's his turn. Anton.
Can I cast light on him?
It's a touch spell, so you got to go up and touch him.
That's fine. I'll get in amongst the hand.
Highs or lows?
Highs?
Got a light. The hand.
Well, you cast it on the hand.
Nice. Lit hand.
That's a shame.
Shane?
I'm going to hold my action and be like, right, mate, you're going to look not. You're going to just calm down. We can either work together or, well, you're probably going to die.
How can we tie him up?
Time up, put him down the hole.
Well, it's your turn, Squim.
Oh, is it? I thought it was your turn. I'm sorry, I didn't want to turn it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm holding my action.
Then it's your turn, Squim.
Do you reckon I'll be able to tie him up whilst he's in the hand? Because I'm like, the hand's like my boy. Can I be like, just you know, just chill
shift
out?
Shift the things a bit, yeah.
Sure, I'd allow it.
Okay, cool. Well, I go do that. And while I'm doing it, I'm like, ready to cooperate now,
I'm
going
to call
bitch.
It out of initiative again.
I'll light him then. Well, I have the chance. Just in case he becomes invisible again.
Yeah.
All right. He uninvisibles himself. Mm-hmm. He's bound up. You've got him tied up. He's not struggling or anything like that. You don't know how good he'd be at getting out. But halflings can be pretty slippery. So are there any precautions that you can take?
We could stab his feet.
Oh, boy.
We could just fucking cut off his feet.
Like, yeah.
I'm against that. Like, just...
Can someone hit the lights, please? Because it's getting very dark in here.
I don't want to actually cut off his feet. Well, I've got a bit of a torture pitch to try and figure out some truth from this guy, because he's been bluffing. Can I do my torture pitch?
Of course.
Look,
don't look at me.
Okay, I've got him tied up in the rope, and I put him... So... I sort of like push him into the hole, but yank it so he's kind of at a 45-degree angle. He has to fall into the hole. And I also hold out my hand and says, you know how many fucking bats are in this hand? Now, motherfucker, how many friends do you have? You start talking or I start loosening this rope. I'm going to go with Seaman White.
All right. He says, easy up. No one needs to bring out the bats. All right, I got at least 5 other buddies upstairs. They're otherwise occupied, buying me time to come down here and have this delightful little chat with you blokes. Look, tell you what, new deal. You'll just let me go, and I'll chuff on back to my mates and tell them there are some people down here not to be fucked with.
Do we believe him?
I see we have 2 options. We let him go. We drop him down zero. See what that
is. I'm gonna go cum white.
I'll go magma red, please.
Purple it is.
Purpy.
Shane and Anton, you both believe him. He seems like he's on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Squim, you don't think he's going to he's definitely intimidated by you, but you think he's just going back to regroup and come back. Make of that,
guys. I
what
think
the 3 of you will.
He's probably going to regroup and come back. I'll leave this up to vote. I've been... I've sort of gone... flown off the handle a little bit.
That's all right. Squim, look, you've lost your partner.
Threatened them with bats. There's no way you're going back from that.
So I can pull this guy back and we trust him, or we drop him down and get him to report on what's below.
Look, mate, no matter what happens is you go upstairs, you tell your mates not to fuck with us, they're still going to try and come here and fuck with us.
Mm-hmm.
Ever to drop him down the hole.
When we need, and I'm sorry, but we need to know what's down that hole. So push him.
The sounds of the halfling unceremoniously falling and screaming at the same time echo in the background. What will happen next? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.